Minority leader Casey Olatofor said in the ambulance procurement trial, despite advice by High Court judge for him to recuse himself. The sitting judge in her ruling also referenced part of an audio recording where the Attorney General is heard advising Richard Jagba to secure a medical excuse document from a hospital in order to delay the trial. A member of our legal affairs desk, Latif Idrisu, was in court and joins me in studio with some details. Latif, first of all, we were not there. How was the atmosphere like in court?
Well, so it was as the last time we went to court. Today was no different. The courtroom was packed to the brim. You had anxious faces. You had big wigs from the opposition, NDC, members of parliament coming in, and notable lawyers from the opposition, NDC, coming in. On the side of the Attorney General, you also had the big wigs within the ruling MPP also coming in to give their support to the Attorney General. When the judge sat and started delivering the ruling, as expected, the whole courtroom was quiet, and you could see anxious faces of the people who had real stake in this ongoing trial.
Interesting. Now, there was a ruling, you know, on the applications brought before the court. Walk us through.
So, four applications were sitting before the trial judge, and she delivered her ruling on all four of it. They all went one direction. All four applications filed by Richard Jagba and Casey Olatofor were dismissed by the sitting judge. She dismissed all of it and made some references to laws and precedents outside the jurisdiction to back some of the rulings that she made. First of all, I would like us to begin with the issue regarding your headline, which says that the AG says he's going to continue with the trial despite the advice from the trial judge. Now, the trial judge in her ruling said she found nothing wrong with the audio recording. You remember the audio recording the opposition NDC played in the public domain in the court of public opinion? According to the trial judge, she finds no problem with that audio recording, except that aspect of that recording where you could hear the Attorney General and Richard Jagba having a conversation to the effect that the AG was advising, if you like, the third accused, Richard Jagba, to secure a medical excuse duty document to be submitted to the court to delay the ongoing trial so that the Attorney General, Godfrey Yebo Adame, could travel out of the country and then return to still meet Mr. Jagba in the witness box. That the trial judge found it problematic. But then she went on to say that, though I find it problematic, I don't have the jurisdiction to make a concrete declaration on that one. So what did she do? She said there's another forum where Mr. Jagba or Dr. Casey Olatofor could go and seek redress, and that is the General Legal Counsel.
Okay.
She finds it problematic, but she can't do anything beyond advising the Attorney General to recuse himself from the ongoing trial.
Okay, so that's what the judge advised. In her exact words, what did she say?
Yeah, so I want to read a bit of part of the ruling. So on that line, let me just go straight. She said, I am of the considered view that it would be prudent that the Attorney General be strongly advised not to directly or personally involved in the further prosecution of this case.
Okay.
This is the ruling of, it's an advice.
Okay.
You know, we attempted to say it's a ruling. So it's an advice the judge gave to the
But you spoke to Godfrey Yebo Adame after the sitting, and you asked him a question on this particular advice. What did he say?
So the Attorney General, Godfrey Yebo Adame, says, when I asked him the question, what he makes of the ruling by the judge, he said, I saw him in court, and he did not budge even after the advice given by the sitting judge.
stop this sensationalism. I think you remember when court, the judge herself, even after ruling, clarified that she has not given any such order at all. And that is only an advice. Yes. And what you did notice afterwards, I'm conducting the matter, I'm still conducting the trial. The most important point today is that all the applications filed by the applicants have been dismissed in their entirety. All the five applications have failed. And I think that in reaction to this, I would say that clearly shows there's a group of people in this country who ride on manipulation of facts, distortion, and deception of the public. They're always seeking to mislead and deceive the public. Today, they've been exposed. That is what I say. I leave the rest to my friends.
So now that they've been dismissed, all the applications have been dismissed, yes. How do you see this case going forward?
Well, today, when I was coming, I had a song in my spirit. Head of the church, triumphant. You know that song? Please. We joyfully adore thee. And then it goes on. Precisely. Continue. You have to play it in your radio stations. Head of thy church, triumphant, we joyfully adore thee. And I said to you that they will lay traps, but all the traps are flee from them. And indeed, only righteousness will prevail.
Would you object to the audio record now?
The specific finding
that in the engagement you didn't make any specific
comment. I think for me that's again. Please stop. Okay, I think that's also the. You see, that for me epitomizes the deception of the public. I talk about. I speak about the deception, distortion of facts, and manipulation of the public by a group of people in this country. You heard a judge say today that 10 times she had listened to the audio, she never heard the attendura utter those words. And those words, if at all, came from the mouth of.
So that was the Attorney General there. Now, quickly, what were some of the critical points that came up as well?
Okay, so the audio, you just heard the Attorney General referencing the audio. The judge in her ruling also said that this audio in contention is just about 2 weeks old. The judge says she sees no reason why a 2 weeks old audio would come and derail the proceedings at the court that has gone on for the past 2 years. That is one, and says she can't injunct the Attorney General, as was sought by Richard Jagba, when A1, which is Dr. Kisilato Forsin here, has already opened and closed his case.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. Now, I've been joined on the telephone line by a professor of law at the University of Ghana Law School, Professor Kwadwo Apiegye Tia. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Explain to the layperson the weight of this ruling that dismisses all the applications to the sustainability of the main case itself. So we seem to have lost Professor Kwadwo Apiegye Tia there, but we'll try and raise him. But so you also spoke with the NDC Director of Communications, Sammy Jemfi, who also had his own perspective on the ruling. What did he say?
Yeah, for the NDC, they say this is the court's ruling. They will respect it, but they disagree. And he quoted some portions of the ruling, which he says the sitting judge was not consistent with her referencing. We could take a listen.
And so where there are serious issues about abuse of the court processes, the court has the jurisdiction to deal with those matters under Article 140. And we don't know of any known law that takes away that power. Number two, assuming without admitting that there is no specific law that even confers that jurisdiction on the court or that power on the court to make orders for mistrial and, you know, orders for inquiry in our jurisdiction, the point is simple. The common law is part of the laws of Ghana. If you check Article 11 of the 1992 Constitution on sources of law, the common law is part of the laws of this country. And that is why when our laws don't provide for certain issues, judges will always refer to decided cases outside the jurisdiction. They have persuasive authority. Now, the point is that these applications were not even moved at the last agenda. The trial judge also makes statements about that the Attorney General did not utter certain words, okay? Words that Mr. Jagba uttered on the tape, that you have been meeting me in my cousin's house, and you've been telling me to testify in this particular way, and if I do that, I will be dishonest and I'll be helping you to jail an innocent man. I'm paraphrasing, right? And the trial judge says those were words uttered by Mr. Japa. But the trial judge forgets that that was a conversation, and we totally disagree with that. Now, apart from that, is the issue of wit. You know, the judge went on to comment on the audio recording of a telephone conversation between Mr. Jakpa and the Attorney General. This is the audio recording we in the NDC put out through a press conference we organized. Very material to the issues for determination in court. And it is clear on the tape that Mr. Dame was seeking the help of Mr. Jakpa. Either than that, why did Mr. Dame call Jakpa in the first place? If he didn't need his help, he called him to give him lunch or dinner or breakfast. Clearly, we disagree, right? That's the court decision we disagree, the lawyers will advise. But
so that's the NDC's communications officer, Sammy Jemfi, who's a lawyer himself, was also in court there. Now, we've had him on the telephone lines now, so let's have a chat with him. So, Sammy, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, you disagree with the ruling of the judge. Can't we say how you understand the issues are quite different from how she will interpret the law to also, you know, put the issues in context?
But that's precisely what a disagreement is. A disagreement shows that we have divergent opinions on certain matters of law, and we're entitled to disagree with the court. But it is not correct to say that we disagree with the decision by the court in its entirety, because as I indicated to your correspondent, there are portions of the decision of the court that we agree with. The decision by the court to admit Exhibit CAF2, which is the audio recording that we in the NDC put out, that Godfred Dame and his hirelings in the MPP said was doctored, that was a very commendable decision by the court. Now, that decision by the court to admit that evidence has settled this whole issue about the authenticity of that tape, because you recall that our friends in the MPP said that the tape was doctored. They couldn't justify that point in court, and the court said, despite the objection or the protest from the Attorney General that the tape is inadmissible, the court went ahead to admit that. That is something that we agree with. Again, the court went ahead to give a strong advice to the Attorney General to stay away from the case, given his clear prosecutorial and professional misconduct in this matter. Yes, it may not be what we're looking for, which is in the nature of an injunction, but to the extent that the judge was minded in good conscience to say that what the Attorney General has done, to quote the judge, negates good thoughts, it should tell you how seriously the court deems this misconduct on the part of the Attorney General. The court only said, this is not the appropriate forum. The appropriate forum will be the General Legal Counsel. How Godfred Dame and his MPP hirelings can be celebrating this disgrace of monumental proportions is something only they can explain. The part where we disagree with the judge has to do with, you know, the dismissal of the applications. And listen, the judge did not go into the merits of the applications. All the judge said is that she is not aware of any law or rule of practice that confers powers on her to make the orders we were, when I say we, I'm talking about Honorable Ato Forsen and Mr. Jakpa, were asking her to make. So she says, I don't have the power, okay? Because in Ghana, we don't have any law that gives a judge trying a criminal matter in a summary trial the power to make orders for mistrial or orders for inquiry and so on. That is it. She is not saying that, I mean, substance or the merit of the case we have brought is not justifiable. And
was this your understanding that she didn't have the power to,
No, that is something we disagree with, because number one, the High Court, per Article 140 of the 1982 Constitution, has jurisdiction in all criminal and civil matters subject to the provisions of the Constitution. And in law, when jurisdiction is conferred on a superior court, it is only in cases where you have a specific law ousting part of that jurisdiction that the court can decline jurisdiction. In this case, we thought that since the court is seized with this criminal matter and has the jurisdiction to try this criminal matter, and this issue of prosecutorial misconduct has arisen in the course of this matter, which borders on the abuse of the court processes, the court, which is there to serve justice, obviously had the jurisdiction to inquire into those matters to ensure that justice was being done. Even aside that, we made a point that if you look at the sources of law of Ghana under Article 11, the common law is part of sources of law in Ghana. So even though we don't have orders of mistrial and orders for inquiry written black and white in Ghanaian law, under the common law, you have such orders available to a court trying a criminal matter, even in a summary trial.
But if the common law is part of
the laws of Ghana, then the judge, in a humble opinion, got it wrong when he said that she is not aware of any law that gives her the power to make the orders we're inviting her to make. Okay. Even aside that, the judge contradicted herself, because in determining whether or not she was going to grant stay of proceedings or injunct the attorney general, okay, she ended up citing authorities that are not the Ghanaian decided cases. She cited a lot of cases decided in Canada and the United Kingdom. So if the judge's position is that only laws written black and white in our statutes can give her jurisdiction or can be applied, then why did she cite all those external authorities? So clearly, we disagree with that. In any case, our point is that she should have at least heard counsel for Mr. Jakpa, counsel for Honorable Atoforsen on these important matters. But at the last agenda, my lady respectfully did not even allow the applications to be moved. Neither did she even, in the exercise of her discretion, which is entitled to, even allow counsel to address her on those issues of law as to whether or not Ghanaian law allows a judge in a summary trial to make the orders we're seeking from the court. And so,
she's given a recommendation that you must take this to the Ghana Legal Counsel. Do you trust that the Ghana Legal Counsel can do the job for the job that you are seeking, or the justice you are seeking in this matter?
Petition the Ghana Legal Counsel at our own time. Nobody's going to. I mean, the court is absolutely right in saying that the appropriate forum is the GLC. We thought that the court is also another appropriate forum, since this matter is before the court and these issues have arisen out of that matter. The two, in our opinion, are not mutually exclusive. The court disagrees and thinks that the GLC is the appropriate forum. Yes, we've taken a cue from that. We know that the GSC is one of the appropriate forums. Parliament is another appropriate forum. The SRAJ is another appropriate forum. And we have already served notice that we'll be pursuing this matter to its logical conclusion by exploring all these avenues open to us. So that one, no two ways about it. Godfrey Dame can never exculpate himself from accountability in this matter. His cap is full and his day of reckoning has come.
But once that is what you're looking for, will you go to the GLC to ensure that you get this justice that you're seeking for?
Of course, we are going to go to the GLC. But as I always say, at the right time. And I have a reason for saying at the right time. I mean, there is no statute of limitation on professional misconduct by lawyers. So we reserve the right to trigger disciplinary proceedings at the GLC against this dishonorable, you know, crooked character called Godfrey Diabo Adame at the right time. You see, another thing the judge said that we disagree with.
I find those words to be quite strong, that a crooked and dishonorable, and these too strong to use on your own fellow lawyer.
Too soft for a man who can tell a witness to lie to a court by going to contrive a fake medical excuse duty, crooked and dishonorable, are even charitable.
I'm grateful, Sammy. Let me bring in Henry Nanabuachi, who is the national organizer of the MPP, and a lawyer, himself as well. Henry, I'm grateful for joining. Now, here the court says, I'm admitting that audio we all listened to, an audio that you said was doctored. How does that mean for the main case itself?
First of all, it means nothing. But then before, let me say that it is unfortunate for, you know, such words to be used to describe the Attorney General, especially when all manner of unprintable words were thrown at the Attorney General. You said so many things. In fact, some even called him criminal. And then you went to the court. There were four applications before the court. In fact, even before the tape was played by the NDC, they had gone haywire saying that they have caught the Attorney General on tape trying to coach the accused, that is A3, to implicate A1, that is Actor Forcing. It was all over. And today the judge said that, look, I've listened to this tape 10 good times. 10 good times. And nowhere on the tape, nowhere did Wolfredami coach A3 to implicate Actor Forcing. In fact, if such words were even used, it came from Japa himself. So for me, it's unfortunate how we go around talking about professional misconduct when indeed it was a day of shame for the NDC in court today. A day of shame.
But Henry, if there was no merit in it, would the judge, in her wisdom and understanding of the law, refer that, well, the General Legal Counsel is the right forum to hear that?
Let's use our words. She has not referred the matter.
Okay, so it's a suggestion.
She said was that
she suggested.
For me, it's more or less like a suggestion that what happened borders on misconduct as a legal practitioner. So the appropriate forum for such matters to be addressed will be the General Legal Counsel. So you can go there, but then not in the High Court. That is why I'm saying that it was a day of shame for the NDC. In fact, the National Communications Director, right after the court, the ruling, went to his Facebook page, posted that the judge has directed the Attorney General to recuse himself from the conduct of the matter. Then when we issued a statement to expose that lie, he goes back to amend what he had already posted to say that she has strongly advised. Yes, that is it. In fact, the judge even said it, that I advise. And he said that because of the brouhaha, because of the public interest in it, you can stay away from it. It is not binding on the Attorney General. So what is important is that today the application for mistrial was shut down, was dismissed. The application for the court to compel the Attorney General to discontinue the matter again was shut down, was dismissed. The application for the court again to trigger a certain inquiry into the conduct of the Attorney General again was shut down, was dismissed.
Yeah, Henry, we get that, but don't you think when the judge says, I am of the considered view that it would be prudent that the Attorney General be strongly advised not to be directly or personally involved in the further prosecution of this case. And then he says, quote, but I am of the respectful view that this is one of the ways of ensuring that the judicial process is protected to gain public confidence, such that it may not be the perception that cases can be dealt with in any other place than in the courtroom. Isn't this instructive enough for the AG to say
again? But don't also forget that he said that this is not in any way or shape or form making a value judgment on whether the Attorney General was right or wrong in holding a conversation bordering on what was a live case in court with an accused person.
Okay.
He was prosecuting. You should add that as well.
Okay. All right.
So that is why I'm saying that it was an advice.
Okay, Henry. I'm grateful to you for joining. Let's bring in Mr. Kweku Ansari. He's former director of the Ghana School of Law. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. First off, I mean, what does this really mean to the layperson? What's the weight of this ruling that dismisses all the applications to the sustainability of the main case? Hello, Ms. Agwekwansan, sorry. Hello, Ms. Agwekwansan, sorry, do I have you? Well, so that's it. Ms. Agwekwansan, sorry, I'm trying to find out from you. I mean, the judge in a ruling states that the application of mistrial is essentially alien and that no rule or procedure merits declaration of mistrial. What do you make of this declaration by the judge? Well, it looks like we're having challenges with our line, but that's all on Top Story for today. Coming up next.